I'm all sorts of riled up. I'm going to have to go like run around the backyard with my dog or something to get all this energy out. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for women who are just beginning their beer journey, or for ladies who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the gal pal you never knew you had. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different in that it's the holidays, which means it's both my personal busy season with my family as well as a busy season in business. I also realize that the past two episodes were just a little bit longer than normal, and everybody's beer education brain might just need a little holiday break as well. So what we're going to do on this episode is a little year in review wrap up. Now, if you happen to just listen to the first birthday episode, know that this one's going to be a little bit different. Are both of them about reflections? Sure. But with half of the company name being Feelings, there's bound to be a couple of introspective episodes. And we all know that I personally, Natalie, have enough feelings to make 100 episodes purely based on emotions alone. So this episode in particular, just to give you a high-level overview, is going to cover a quick recap of the podcast specifically in 2021, as well as where I want to go the next year with both the podcast as well as with Beer Feelings. So let's dive on in. Grab your beer. Let's go. The first thing that I want to do on this episode is share some podcast numbers, because I personally am really proud of all that we've accomplished together in our weekly little mini beer lessons. Now, keep in mind, when I tell you these numbers, they're from August 1st, 2021 till now, since that's when the pod started and I don't have numbers before then. So I'm really excited to see what 2022 looks like, since we're going to get numbers for a full year. But looking at just the past couple of months since the Beer Feelings podcast started, total all-time downloads, and that just means episodes listened to. So if somebody listened to 10 episodes, that's 10 downloads. If you just listen to one, cool. I'm glad it's this one, but yeah, I think you guys get what I mean. Total all-time downloads just crossed 1,000, which feels so cool to be able to see four digits instead of three. The Beer Feelings podcast has been streamed in 14 different countries around the world. Here in North America, it's been streamed in 36 different states, as well as three Canadian provinces. And it looks like when I click on the map, I have some solid Canadian listeners. So hello to those of you who are north of me. I'd love to hear from you. How did you find me? I love it. My Canadian listeners. I think a goal for myself for next year is going to be, I would love to get at least one download in each of the 50 states. I think that would be really cool. So if you guys want to help me out, I'd be happy to let you know. We definitely don't have listeners in Alaska or Hawaii yet. So if you have any friends there, just send them the podcast so I can get at least one download there. But let's see. The top three most popular episodes as far as downloads go. I did remove the very first episode, that little preview guy, since I thought that was cheating if that won, since it is, of course, kind of the little commercial for the show. But okay, now get to the point. The top three are boozy misconceptions, so you don't like beer, and then dumb beer questions, parts one and two were actually tied, which makes it, that actually makes me really happy that it seems like people listen to both of those episodes. So far, I've really thought of this podcast kind of like an experiment. I haven't thrown a ton of marketing spend or marketing dollars behind it. So really all this growth is from you guys listening along and telling your friends about it. So thank you to all of you. And also, low key, high key, this is a great time to remind you that if you've not done so already, writing a review on Apple Podcasts is the single best thing that you can do, not just for this podcast, but for any podcast out there. It makes it easier for other people to understand what the show is about, to see that it's not just me like loving myself, which you all know that I do, but just that other people find value in this too. So you want to help the show out. Not only can you click that follow button or the subscribe button on whichever streaming platform, but write a review specifically on Apple Podcasts. Just really helps us all out. So thank you to all of you for helping me get this far. So, all right, looking ahead at 2022, here's where I personally see the podcast going. So far, I'm really loving these guest episodes. We've done 3 so far, and I've had a great time just because they let me talk and introduce subjects about things that aren't totally in my realm of genius. So I'm hoping to get at least one of those a month for you guys. Let's see. There's going to be at least a few more Dumb Beer Questions episodes. And just if you haven't listened to those or been exposed to those so far, make sure you're following on Instagram. Probably do this early January, where basically I put out a story and say, send in all your dumb beer questions. I promise they are not dumb. There's nothing too simple or too complicated to ask. Send them my way and I will answer them on one happy episode. So make sure you're following along on Instagram so that you could be included in that. And then in between those two things, I think we're going to keep doing what we've been doing, with some episodes really dialed into specific styles so I can help expose you kind of in a, as we say on every episode, a fun and flirty way. And then some other episodes more about beer culture, beer occasions, beer Thanksgiving and Christmas, and what do you do at this party? But while I have you guys here, if there's anything you've really loved listening to, which I talked more about, you really have hated and you wish I never talk about again, shoot me an email, just info@beerfeelings.com, or a message on Instagram, just @beerfeelings. That's the easiest way to get in contact with me. I promise I read each and every message there. So would love some feedback from you guys. But as far as the podcast goes, that's really what so far, kind of what I'm planning, what I'm thinking about. Now for Beer Feelings as a whole, next year, the plan is to continue to expand the product line and the box line. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, go to beerfeelings.com/store. I'll throw that link in the show notes. So in the last year, released 7 boxes, 11 different individual products. And right now, looking ahead at the new year, I have 5 new Beer Feelings boxes slated to release. I think part of the fun on these is each one's going to have their own launch and each little reveal. So I don't want to ruin all of those surprises. So I'm not going to tell you what's going to be in each box, but because you're a listener and I like to give you like little hints at what's to come, here are each of the names of the 5 boxes I'm planning to release throughout the next year. So we have, first, the Weekender box. Second will be the First Timer box. Third is the Here for the Beer box. Fourth is the Do Not Disturb box. And fifth, which I think is the box that I'm personally most excited to release, is the You Made a Human box, which is going to be all about moms that like to drink beer. So I am not a mom, but I have a mom and I plan on giving her a You Made a Human box. Sorry, Karen. Spoiler alert. One more hint about what's to come, because I'm just, number one, my beer is kicking in and I'm feeling pretty good buzz. And also I'm just really excited about it. There may or may not be some new shapes of Beer Feelings glassware on the horizon. I love the Tiku. Don't get me wrong. I drink out of the Tiku more than any other glass out there, but I'm just saying different glasses serve different purposes. Now I need to stop. I need to stop there. Or I'm going to say too much. I'm going to reveal all the secrets. So just know boxes are going to be really cool. Some cool glasses coming up. Now, the other big Beer Feelings thing that I want to tell you guys about that's definitely going to happen next year is a move. Aaron, Bucket, myself, the chickens, the fish, the shrimp, we're all going to be picking up our things from Colorado and we are going to relocate to New England. We're still looking at a few different places, so I can't say like specifically here's where we're going, but we're definitely looking at New England and we are going to have this really cool opportunity to explore all sorts of new beers and breweries. Now, I still have a lot of family and friends here in Colorado. So I plan on keeping a number of events going throughout the year here in Colorado. So don't fuss, like I'm not going to disappear forever, but If you are in the Northeast, it means we're going to have so many more opportunities to drink and feel together in an in-person setting. So I am all sorts of riled up. I'm going to have to go like run around the backyard with my dog or something to get all this energy out. But there it is, you guys, past, present, future beer feelings, 2021. It's a wrap. I really hope that you guys have all been enjoying the holiday season. I hope that you've had a chance to slow down and breathe a little bit after another wild year. I know I'm doing my best to slow it down and just like take a moment and reflect. But most of all, I hope that you guys are ready for all the amazing things, both inside and outside beer feelings, in the year 2022. So, my pals, one more time for the year 2021, I hope that no matter what you're doing to celebrate the new year, that you're choosing to do it with a great beer in your hand and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody, one more time, and I'll see you next year.